Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. What a powerful, powerful week we've had talking about Hope Always. It is a new book by Dr. Matthew Sleeth, How to Be a Force for Life in a Culture of Suicide. And I know it's such a heavy topic, but he has hit on so much scripture and just some good basic life principles that will help keep you encouraged and help you with your faith. I encourage you to go back and check out some of the programs we've done earlier this week. They're only 14 minutes long. Maybe share them with a friend that's discouraged. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And one of the questions that I got to ask you, and is there ever a right time, Dr. Sleeth, to commit suicide?
That's a big question, and I listen to me carefully, audience. There is a time, and that's when you need to die to yourself and be born to Christ. I think there are people who are struggling with depression and they see nothing but black ahead, and that's because they're going down the wrong road. And they need to quit that. In other words, they need to die to that life. Now, they don't need to commit suicide. But the Lord is explicit that we need to be born again. We need to have a rebirth in our lives, and that means a whole new set of eyes, ears to hear, tongue to praise the Lord, etc. And I know that at the time where I was going through a lot of hard things for our family, that was really the Lord saying, you need to give this life up. You need to give your life to me. And so in that sense, not jump off the bridge, not take the pills, but get down on your knees and say, Lord, I'm tired of this life. I want the new one that you want to give me. And that's the only time.
Well, and one of the things I've talked with several people that have struggled with addictions, and the one kind of common theme that I've had people share with me who've come to faith and have been able to overcome an addiction is a word that as men we don't like because the world says it's weakness, but there's actually power in it, is the word surrender.
Surrender, yeah. Yeah, we surrender our will to God's will, and that is where true life and true joy exists, is in that area, I believe.
Well, I think about John chapter 3, verse 30, Jesus, they were asking John the Baptist about who do we follow, you know, you or Jesus, and I love, you know, John the Baptist's response. You know,
I got to become less, and Jesus has got to become more, yeah.
And I think that's a word for somebody listening today, and sometimes that's not easy to do. Maybe you're in a work position, and maybe you're not, you know, quite the level of authority maybe that you were or position, but you know, John the Baptist surrendered to Jesus, and maybe somebody listening today needed to hear that. Well, one of the things I love about your book, you gave some great things that I think people want to know. Hey, I want to help. What do I do if a loved one, you know, ask me, or I'm concerned that maybe they're suicidal? Can you help our listeners with that? Walk them through that, please.
Absolutely. You have to ask, and that is a tough thing to do. It's a tough bar to jump over, but you have to be prepared to ask. And I give people the sentence that I say, and I ask people, do you have any plans to harm yourself? And the concern from most folks is that if you ask that, that you might make the person more likely to commit suicide. And every single study, and this has been studied over and over and over again, finds that the exact opposite happens, that the person perceives it as you being concerned about them. By the way, if they just lost their job or their marriage or their health or something like that, it's crossed their mind. 10 million Americans in the coming year are going to think about committing suicide. And so we need to be prepared to engage, and that's go to a safe place, not a public place, you know, where you don't ask this in the middle of the mall, and say, have you thought about harming yourself? If the answer is yes, I think you are, you really need to have the follow-up question, and that is, do you have a plan? if somebody says, yes, they're thinking about harming themselves, and yes, they have a plan, you've got an emergency on your hands. One of the things that gets forgotten so many times is to remove the means. So if you say, yes, I've got a plan, you need to remove the firearms from that. You just say, I'll take your firearms, or we'll give them to somebody who's got a gun safe or something like that. So remove the means, and specifically remove the means that is in their plan. So if it's overdose on pills, you need them to only have a few days worth, that sort of thing. And if you're with somebody who's suicidal, got a plan and the means and everything, they really need to be in the healthcare system right away. This is why God made emergency departments. That was my business. You bring them through to the emergency department if it's safe for you to do it. If not, you call 911 and you have them brought to the emergency department. Another piece of advice is that you should never agree to keep somebody's suicide plans a secret. This is not a secret that anyone should keep. The Bible says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not murder. And this is murder of self, but it's still murder. And if somebody said, I have a plan to murder somebody else, you wouldn't keep it secret. And you're doing that person a favor, they may not know it at the moment, but it's very clear that if you get most people over the suicide crisis, they will go on and live a normal life. And so you want to get people over that crisis. You want to ask those questions, and if they have a plan, get them to medical help and that sort of thing. So, and in Hope Always, there's literally scripts for how to do this. And there's warning signs to look for. We go through all the warning signs of depression, and I'm not expecting people to be a junior psychiatrist or anything. Psychiatrists study for years and years to get where they are, but everybody needs to rescue those that are getting ready to kill themselves. I shared with you a scripture. Do we have time?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a really great scripture. So yeah,
there's a scripture in the Proverbs about this. And after I'd written the book, somebody gave me this. Talk about, you know, somebody who's in the Word and said, oh, I have a word for you. This is Psalm 24, verse 11 and 12. So this is about our responsibility to help those that are suicidal. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we do not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? The bottom line of this is we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. We have a duty now, I believe, in a culture of suicide to become forces of life.
Well, it's just powerful stuff. And I just want to reiterate real quick what he shared. And if you're listening, like, okay, what was that? Number one, you just ask a simple question. Have you thought about hurting yourself? Number two, do you have a plan? And then I want to ask your advice on this, Dr. Sleeth. A third thing that I've found helpful when I've met with people, if they say, no, I don't have a plan. I have thought about it, but I don't have a plan. And I look them in the eye and I say, well, you promise me that you will call me or text me if you get to that point. And I've had people tell me that's made the hugest difference, just one person.
Absolutely. You want them to know that you're their lifeline. I put parameters around it. I say, you can call anytime, day or night. I'm an ER doc. I wake up fast, you know. It's not as successful to say, I want you to sign this contract that you won't hurt yourself. It is much more efficacious to say, if you become suicidal, get your phone out, call me, text me, maybe have a second in line, and have that 1-800-273-TALK number in your phone in case they can't get a hold of you or something. But you want people to, and I have told people, listen, I need you. This planet will be diminished if you aren't here. I need you. And so many people commit suicide because they feel that nobody cares, or that maybe the planet will be better off if they're not here. And that's not true.
Well, and you can just, you know, everybody wants to make a difference with their one and only life. I had a guy that, when I was on staff at a church, that his brother, unfortunately, had ended his life and by suicide. And he was really, really struggling. And I tried to reach him because I could tell he was struggling with those thoughts. And so I just quit what I was doing. I drove up to where he lived and eventually found him. And he just said, man, I can never tell you what that meant to me, that you cared. And so I just want people listening to realize you can make a difference with your one and only life by just checking on people sometimes when the Holy Spirit prompts you to do that.
And it is the Spirit, I believe, that prompts us. And send a text to people, just an encouragement, maybe a piece of scripture. Just let them know you're thinking about them. They're not alone.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing about the loneliness part that people talk about. Just saying, man, I don't know if anybody cares, so reach out. One out of every two people is either single, never married, maybe by choice, two, divorced, or widowed. So there's a lot of people that live by themselves. And I know we talked about this a couple programs ago, but I feel like we need to maybe say it again. Man, you have to be so careful with isolation, especially with the pandemic, right?
Oh, it's been a really, really tough year. At the this time last year, calls to suicide hotlines were up like 800%. It has been a very, very tough year. And isolation, we were not built to live alone. We were built to live in community and in relationship because we're made in the Lord's image. Mm. And the Lord wants a relationship with us, just as there's a relationship in the Trinity and everything. And so, yes, you want to just ping people, even just thinking about you as a text. Yeah,
absolutely. No, you're right. A text, this can mean anything. I know it means to me, even as a guy in ministry, when somebody says, hey, I just want you to know I was thinking about you, I said a prayer for you today. As the old saying goes, even those of us that serve in ministry like you and I, we need encouragement too, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a very tough time to be a pastor. And now, you know, with the pandemic things, I've got all kinds of friends that are pastors and they can't win. If they go one way, they're going to be told they're irresponsible. They go the other way, they're told they're not Christian or something. It's just been a real tough time for ministers. And don't you think people could take them a box of candy even this Sunday or something? Just something positive.
Yes, something positive. Send them a text or an email just saying, hey, thinking about you, or I enjoyed your last sermon. Just a word of encouragement from a guy that's in ministry. It can be a game changer. Well, we're out of time, but I'm thankful that we've got one more program we're going to do with Dr. Sleeth. And in his book, he has a chapter on pastors and suicide, the church and suicide, and then has also a wonderful toolkit that just has a lot of resources, movies to watch, songs, scriptures, online places you can go to get help and encouragement. So I hope you'll join us for one more program as we continue talking with author Dr. Matthew Sleeth on his new book, Hope Always. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Do you have goals and ideas, but life always seems to get in the way? Do you need to hit a reset for this year? Hi, I'm Twyla Brown, and on May 22nd, I'll be in Lexington hosting a workshop called Cue the Confetti, Preparing to Celebrate Your Best Life. I'll help you define what matters most in your world so that you can create a life that points you towards your goals while protecting your priorities. In this workshop, you'll learn how to create a vision board and strategically plan your week, month, and year like a business. To find out more information, visit online at twylabrown.com. That's twylabrown.com. I can't wait to meet you.